Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello, 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 Kyle Fade. Welcome in the Patreon bonus podcast with your old pal, EZ. Hello, Amy. Hello, Adam. Hello, Lisa. Hello, Bob. Hello, Lisa. What am I doing? Hello, Linda. You're definitely Linda. I'm like, who's Lisa? What an asshole. Why do you guys put up with me? I got to bring in a special guest here. Tried to discuss this yesterday. Hi, Maureen.
Hello.
Is this Pooh Bear?
Yes, it is.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Oh, it's not that bad. I thought it was the air conditioner was on.
Well, it is.
Yeah, but it's not too bad. I thought that it was like loud, but it's not.
Okay.
So I was talking with everybody here yesterday about how I was up north, and well, first of all, when I'm at the radio station, it's all women that are there.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes I run the risk that they might, you know, fall in love with me.
Give you hard eyes and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I got the impression that I was getting some hard eyes. I was kind of like bonding with them. And they, you know, I was getting the impression that when I walked out of the room, they were like, oh, he's just dreamy. But no big deal. No big deal. I mean, I get that. You know how that is all the time.
Yeah, I know. You get that a lot.
Because I'm very feminine.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, anyway, I didn't say who, and I don't want you to either, but one of the people that was there asked me if I want to come over a place to take a shower.
Well, did she say take a shower with her?
No. But.
Or did she say you can use our shower if you'd like?
That's what she said.
So that's a little different than saying you can come over and take a shower.
Well, that's the same thing. That's what she said. You can come over to my house and take a shower. That's not weird, is it?
Well, maybe you were stinky.
No, well, I mean, they knew that I don't have running water at the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she wanted your ding-dong.
Well, I didn't think so at that point. Okay. But then later on at the actual date of the canoe marathon on Saturday, because I had been taking showers at Hartwick Pines at the state park.
Yeah.
She touched my hand when I was saying goodbye. And she said, remember, let me know if you want to come over and take a shower. And she said it like that, kind of like a look. And she had like this grin on her face.
Dear.
Okay. So I think that was a full-on invitation. She knew that it would make me uncomfortable and was screwing with me. Maybe that was it.
Maybe that was it. Yeah. Because, you know, well, if it was the other thing, then, you know, she's just... got the hats for you.
Well, maybe. Yeah, right. And you've seen it yourself.
Yeah, but she would be disappointed because your ding-dong doesn't work.
No, and I did talk about that. I did. I'd say, yeah. I mean, I would never dream of doing that to begin with. So I think that they know that I'm a straight shooter. So
yeah,
there's that. But yeah.
I have a wife.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on, I'm a family guy. And then the idea that I mean, what a disappointment that would be. I mean, this useless penis. I mean, that's the thing. It works. It's just, you know, it's just kind of, there's no big finish.
Yeah.
So that would have been horrible. I mean, on many levels.
Yeah. Well, at least you know you have a place to shower from now on.
Exactly.
For free.
Yes. I could that silver lining. Linda says, Diana says that Diana does not sound concerned, LOL. And you're not.
No.
Maureen says she laughed that you said maybe you were stinky.
Well, you know.
Amy wrote, you actually are not a straight shooter. You shoot nothing.
That is true.
Maureen says she's a hoe bag because she knows that you're married. I don't know. I don't think she was actually wanting to bone. I think she was just being silly.
Yeah.
She doesn't strike me as a homewrecker.
No. Isn't she married?
No. She is not married. She is single.
Oh.
Does that make things different?
No, but I'm just confused. Because I thought she was married to that one other person.
Oh, no. You're getting people confused.
Okay.
The person you're thinking of, do you remember I told you there was a person who's always yelling at me?
Yeah.
This is who I'm talking about. And
right.
And that is not the person you're thinking of. Different person.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm still not concerned.
No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy wrote, when you said, oh, that was very telling. No, you were just confused.
Yeah, I was just confused.
Yeah. All right. Anything we need to discuss? Anything going on? Anything important?
No, I work a little and then I rest a little today. And then I work a little and then I rest a little today. That's how it's kind of been.
Well, yeah, you've, I would too.
Yeah.
Are you watching the Olympics? What are your thoughts so far on the Olympic Games?
I think they've been pretty good. I mean, I think there's been a lot of weirdness, but...
There has? Like what?
Well, not a lot of weirdness. I mean, I just, you know, everybody... All this controversy about the opening ceremony and whatever they were... Everybody's bitching about with the...
I didn't...
Supposedly mocking the Last Supper and that whole thing.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I haven't really delved into any of that.
I haven't either.
It all seems stupid. Yeah, everybody's got, you know, people are just looking for something else to talk about. That's all it is. It doesn't, none of this matters. None of it matters.
No.
By the way, Sherry, when she came over, for the pool party with, when our pals Sherry and Janine came over, Sherry said that she had just found out that, in the last election, she goes, Eric, I knew you voted for Trump, but I didn't know Diana voted for Trump. I guess she had found that out. And she's the type that, though she's not like mad, she is the type that holds it against people who are like Republicans.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's right. I don't think that. People who are Democrats would want you to do that. They would want everybody to get together. You know? I mean, they would want to win the election, but we're all Americans, for God's sake. I don't think you can treat people who are Republicans like they are, criminals or terrorists.
No, but I feel like the people that are Republican treat the Democrats like that.
Some, not all.
No, not all.
So, I don't know. I don't buy into that hating a person because they are because of someone they want to vote for.
Right. No, I agree.
All right. I love you.
Okay. I love you too. I'll talk to you a little later.
Okay. I'll talk to you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Kenny says, is that backup wife? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I want her to be my backup wife anymore. I can't put up with that shit. I have so many people that love that are going to vote for Trump. And I'm like, yeah, of course you are. Good for you. You should. You get one vote. Fucking vote for who you want, dick. Can't be hating on people for who they're going to fucking vote for. My problem, you know how there's people who hate on gays and hate on minorities and hate on people who love gays like me? Those are the problems. Those people were under rocks. They were in corners. They were in shadows. No one listened to them. No one wanted to be associated with them. These were the dregs of humanity, the bottom rung, the lowest of the low. Bleeding Heart Brian was the first person to ever tell me Trump made them come out of the shadows. They are now no longer in the shadows. And it is okay to be a hateful, bigot, cocksucking asshole. Now, that type of bad treatment towards fellow man has been normalized. No longer is that frowned upon by people who vote for Trump. There are enough crazies that believe that. So they think, hey, it's time to come out of the woodwork and act like an asshole to my fellow man. God, I saw a... I don't know why I didn't save it. There was a guy who has predicted every election for the past, like, 50 years. And he has a series of criteria as to why he's able to pick the winners. What the fuck is his name? Alan Lichtman. Let's see if I can pull this up. All I want is a short clip, the one that I'm looking for. That's too long. 57 minutes is not going to do it for me. No thanks. Short Alan Lichtman 2024 prediction. I don't like doing what I'm doing right now. Stumbling through trying to find what I'm looking for, and I'm not going to find it. Anyway, of the 14 criteria or 13 keys to winning or something like that, he has predicted so many of the winners since whatever year, 1976 or something like that. And they're criteria that must be met. And right now, the Democrats have met six of the criteria, and Republicans have met three. And his prediction is a lot would have to go wrong for Republicans or for Democrats to lose the election, which I was surprised at that. So he does speak with some type of knowledge. I think I got something that goes along with it here. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Check it out.
Winning streak, but distinguished professor of history at American University's Alan Lichtman has accurately predicted the winner of the presidential election for the past 40 years. So what does he have to say about 2024? Well, as they say, during the drafts, the pick is in. And Professor Lichtman joins us once again. I feel like we do this every 4 years. We get to have this conversation. Who did you pick for 2024? Who is leading your score sheet?
Well, I haven't made a final prediction yet.
Okay.
Because things are still very fluid on my 13 keys to the White House. However, I can tell you some important insights. First of all, forget all the pundits who say, you know, Biden should step aside for a younger candidate. The Democrats' only chance to win is with Biden running. What are my keys? Is incumbency. He
obviously an older clip.
Wins that. Another one is contest. He wins that. On my system, six negative keys would have to go against the Democrats to predict their defeat. That means six more keys would have to fall. Biden doesn't run. The Democrats lose both those keys, and only four more keys would have to fall. So
okay, so that's like contradictory to what I watched yesterday. So now I'm no longer going to play the rest of this because here he is before Biden steps down saying that if he steps down, they will lose the election. Well, he stepped down. And now he's saying the Democrats would have to do a lot wrong to lose this thing. So I kind of just stumbled into that. So that kind of, in my opinion, submarines his credibility. Serves me right. I'm actually glad I saw it that way. Jeremy writes, I'm as far left as they come. I know a lot of great Republicans. Our only differences come in our ideas on how to fix the problems we have. Not all Republicans are the Trump-loving stereotype. I'll tell you this right now. A lot of the fiscal agendas, plans from a Republican standpoint make more sense to me. Like if you had to break it down in percentages, I would say more often I would side with Republicans' points of view on things. Example, Biden's idea about forgiving student loan debt. My response to students who are asking the government for a handout to pay for their college, my response is, fuck you. Okay? Pay for your own goddamn college. I don't give a shit what you have to do. That's not the government's problem. That's one thing that I hope Trump makes sure doesn't happen. There will be a lot of things that Trump does fiscally that I'll be like, fuck yes. Yes. Where it gets off the rails is on a, well, all the other nightmares that come along with Trump. Do I really need to list all of the problems I have with Trump? Let's just keep it a short conversation. I would rather have all of the Democratic spending and go along with how they think that the world should be culturally. To me, that's a win. That's why I'm not voting for Trump. Trump can suck my dick, and so can all these assholes who, well, like I said, we're in the shadows. We're under rocks. Nobody paid attention to those fucking wacko scumbags, and now they've got a voice, and it's all Trump's fault. Kenny said, Alan Lichtman, why does he talk like Daffy Duck? I did not notice. I did not notice. Jeremy says college loans. The problem is that it's so crazy high that young people can't afford homes anymore. Forgiving debt gives them more money, which is good for the economy. Okay. Great. So what does that mean then for all the people who decided to enter the trade field? It took no debt. Do they get any money? No. Why? Of course not. Well, that's not fair. Scrap the whole idea. I don't give a shit if you can't buy a home. Go get a second job, pay off your goddamn loan and do it that way. Too bad. And by the way, that blanket statement about all the kids coming out of college, they can't afford homes anymore. Okay, some might not be able to, but not all of them. You can't paint with that broad of a brush on any types of statements like this. That's dangerous business to be in. Oh, all the college kids, none of them can buy homes. Bullshit. My daughter just bought a home. She's got a college loan. Justin does too. Yeah. I'll be so happy when Trump is like a dictator on day one and says, fuck you. Pay your loans back. And Bob makes a great point. Screw student loans. The price of roast beef is of greater importance. And another thing that bugs me is when people say, "Pah, thanks, Biden, for the cost of gas." There's nothing to do with it, you fucking morons. All right. That's enough politics. However, I do have this one story politically. The kid that tried to kill Trump. Holy shit. Cook, is it Cook or Crooks? Crooks, Thomas Matthew Crooks, started buying guns, bomb materials more than a year ago, according to the FBI. In his vehicle, he had a couple of crudely made bombs while he was on the roof of that building when he shot Trump, with detonators on his body, but they were switched off. He was also described as brilliant. This was a smart kid. His kid was not an idiot. Hang on, I got to put on my eyes here. Kid began stocking up, the strongest indication yet that he had been planning an attack well before he opened fire on Trump. 25 different gun-related buys online between spring 2023 and the first half of this year. He bought material used in explosives 6 times. He searched online for info about power plants, mass shooting events, improvised explosive devices, and the May assassination attempt of Slovakia's prime minister. Subject made significant efforts to conceal his activities. They don't yet have a motive. They are learning, though, that he was carefully planning this. Parents have been working, cooperating with authorities. Parents said they had no advanced knowledge of any of this. Parents are credible. Let's see. FBI has interviewed more than 450 people, including dozens of Crooks' co-workers, family members, and former classmates. Trump has agreed to be interviewed by the FBI. That's big because he kind of hates the FBI. What are you hoping to gain from Trump when you interview him? What could he possibly give you? I mean, he was the one who was shot. What do you ask him? What did the bullet look like? We want to get his perspective on what he observed, just like any other witness to the crime. Well, what do you think he observed? He was standing there, and the next thing you know, his ear hurt. Do you really need to interview him? The FBI has requested info from 86 companies that as it examines online accounts associated with Crooks. But he appears to have had few interactions with others, even virtually. He was a loner. He went to the rally site three days before. I'm sorry, he registered to attend 3 days before. That same day, he searched out info about the assassination of Kennedy. He asked the question online, how far away was Oswald from Kennedy? He went to the rally site the next day, spent 20 minutes in the area, including around the American Glass Research Building, to conduct early surveillance. On the day of the shooting, he gained access to the rooftop by scaling the HVAC equipment and a pipe. There was no ladder. Talks about how they found the bombs in the vehicle. The bombs were capable of exploding, but the receivers were in the off position. Holy shit. Kenny says Trump would have said, yes, my ear still hurts. It hurts tremendously. In fact, it probably hurts more than anyone who has ever been shot in the ear before. Probably. I like how more and more people are getting the hang of Trump writing. You throw in probably, frankly, and you can just picture him doing this with his hands. Probably, frankly. More and more Americans are getting the Trump mannerisms down. I think they might be listening to this show for those mannerisms when he joins us. Kenny writes, my ex has taken my daughter to Arby's twice in the past 2 weeks, and I'm just like, how? LOL. It's true. Everything's so damn expensive, it's remarkable. Even going to fast food, it's $20 to feed an Eric. Now, I eat more than a regular person, as you know, with my now grotesque double chin. A fun comment from Patrick, because yesterday I posted that picture of my fat fucking face. And I love what Patrick wrote. Dude, you intentionally post pictures with unflattering angles. I love it. Who else does this? Yeah, what are you going to do, you know? I mean, come on. All right. We are 15 minutes away from the one year broadcast since we started. Who are these broadcasters? We have not missed 1 week. We have done 52 consecutive weeks of who are these broadcasters. And I want you to, on YouTube, search who are these podcasts. You can watch it live at 2 p.m. Eastern. And for those of you that are listening to this later or watching this later, you can at any time go to the Who Are These Podcasts. I'm sorry. Yes, the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. Subscribe. And you can watch the show on demand. So there you go. That is coming up. That is my time. As always, you have been a perfect audience. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Till next time, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Unless if you check me out on Who Are These Broadcasters, right here. Thank you and bye-bye. Each and every one of you to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Oh, we can't have that. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you're sitting next to a brush given to you by the Prince of Dubai with 100% diamond gems on it, you better have your hair looking like it's in order. Bob says, what time is it where you are right now? I can't tell you how goddamn annoyed I was about that JC thing. A little bit more about that. I'm glad you bring it up. What a dumb maneuver that was. This goes back to the day before. JC does this question of the day, which is a fine feature. Hey, go to JC's Facebook page. It's the question of the day. It doesn't have to be a question. It could just be something that he wrote. And they're always wrought with typos. And in it, it was Jack, what's that guy's name? Jack Black, Jack White, John White, the guy from the White Stripes. Is it Jack White? Who sucks, by the way. I've had it enough with your singing and your one guitar and drum bullshit. Fuck you and your weirdo rock. White has, JC wrote, today is a day where Jack White has made available a brand new release. There's no name on it. And there's no names to the songs. You can download it. Or you can go to, and he wanted to write, I don't know the name of the record shop. I think it's his record shop in Detroit called like Third Base or Third Grade or Third something. And I had never heard of it because I don't care. But I'm reading it word for word. And it says 3TD. And I go, and I pointed that out. I go, it might be Third Base or whatever the fuck. But it says 3T. I pointed that out. I couldn't fill in the blanks, so I kind of like acknowledged the fucking typo. Not a big deal. Third Man. That's what it is. Third Man. And JC did not like that. He wrote, asshole. This is a real and important story, and you shit all over it. I'm like, oh, come on. So I wrote, oh, shit. I'm sorry. My bad. So I played a couple of songs. And then I came back and kind of redid it again. And just read it. Oh, yeah. So if you missed it, JC's comment of the day, Jack White, blah, 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 blah. And then he wrote, well, you covered it at the end. He's doing this because he thinks streaming services suck. And then I'm like trying to move on to the next. I go, yeah, hey, I get it. Most artists don't make any money on streaming. Now, I just threw that in there to get him off of the war path, you know? And then the idea today, he does this. This is called hotlining. And it was very confusing to me because I'm here trying to do my thing and I get, why is news running so late? What's up? Top of the hour is 8 a.m., not 8:20. I said, I did not run news at 8:20. News ran at 8 like it always does. Good talk. What time is it in Grand Rapids right now? And then I'm like, what? Huh? That's like I said in the free podcast. It's like, well, it's the same time where you are, you cocksucker. The only place that it's a different time is if I'm in like another time zone. Maybe the stream is way behind. Huh? What? You think? Alan says Jack White is incredible. Agree to disagree. You know why he had to play with just the one? Wasn't that his sister or his girlfriend or his wife or something like that? She was like the drummer and he was a good... And that was the band? That's not a band. That's two people playing instruments. And it sounds like garbage. Fallon continues. I've seen two shows and up there on some of the best concerts I've seen. Well, I'll have to take your word for it, but I don't see how. That guy stinks. Bob says, next time JC gets fussy, play a triple shot of Boston. Maureen says, does he ever apologize to you when he's wrong like that? No, but I have, over the years, I have dealt with a number of interesting people in this industry who he would fall into the category of. JC runs, his motor runs similar to Bill Simonson, to Joe Volk from Z93, and Fat Fuck Phil Williams in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I've learned over the years how to sidestep the oddities. Kenny says the artist known as Self, he says that's a band from Nashville, but it was one dude. So not a band. Perfect name, though, Self. So what I'm picturing there is he's seated with a guitar with a, like one of those harmonica fence things over his face, like a football helmet, and then a kick drum with his foot, and then in between his knees, he's got like cymbals. I'm really curious how Self performs. I'm also interested in just how it sounds because it's coming from you, so no offense, but you generally don't have a great track record when it comes to suggesting music. Kenny says, dude, he is awesome. Let me find a clip. By the way, if on my spot on Twitch, I don't even know how to get to it, but all the clips out of context have been posted, and you can see all the ones of me saying I like boys and I want to have sex with little girls and shit like that. All taken out of context because horrible people listen to my free podcast and then clip those up and post them. All of those could easily cancel me. Matt Mahaffey, Kenny says, is the name of the artist. Okay, so Self is also known as Matt Mahaffey. I don't care about his name. All I want is a clip. Less time telling me his name and where he went to elementary school, more time getting me the clip. Jeremy writes, Attack of the Crispy R's via the email concerning our pal Kelly Cheese. He says this may be the crispiest of the crispy R's. While Kenny gathers the clip of Self, let's check out the handiwork of one Jeremy K. with this clip.
Some people say February, some people say February, and you don't really notice it one way or the other.
If you said February around me,
I say February.
Ew.
If you say February around me,
some people say February, some people say February, and you don't really notice it one way or the other.
If you said February around me,
I say February.
Ew.
Okay, now I don't know if I can say, though, that that is the crispiest of the R's. I mean, that had potential, but there was some crispiness to it. But typically, the crispiness comes when you have words like crispy or crack or grass. Because they come out as grass, crispy, crack. She does something weird there. Champions, like Kenny, continue to put themselves out there, even when they know that they could be in great peril. So him suggesting anything musically oftentimes reverts in a beat or results in a beat up. This is a looks like to be cell phone footage of the artist known as Self doing Back in Black. Good luck, Kenny. Weirdo video. It's not that great. Okay, he appears to have a regular drum kit, though minimal. And I think that is a guitar laying flat, almost like it's on a coffee table. And somehow he's, I guess, tapping through to make the sound. I'm not sure what that instrument is that's playing the guitar parts. Sings well. But the words cause I'm super stupid. I need some kind of solo here to bring this home, you know? Okay, yeah. I'm not going to lie. That is... He even sings a bit. His singing style reminds me of that, of Jack Black. I'm going to endorse Self. Self would beat the shit out of Jack White or Jack Black, whatever the fuck his name is. Bob says, it's so bad, YouTube can't decipher it to get a copyright strike. Are you crazy? We just watched a guy play every part of Back in Black with one hand. and one on the drum. I don't think we can throw this guy under the bus in any way. Rob says there's a reason why he's only popular in one U.S. city 25 years ago. Oh, no. Is that true? So is Self like 60 years old now? Amy says, Kenny, shut your mouth. Jack White is amazing. He's really not. He is not. He can't sing. He just goes, A-la-la-la-la-la. He sounds like somebody, you know, like when the guys on the airplanes, before they flew them into the trade centers, they're running down the aisles going, Al-Akbar, A-la-la-la-la. That's what Jack White sounds like. He's so overrated. So JC was all concerned because I didn't like lose my mind because piece of shit Jack White posted some free garbage for people to have. Of course it's free. It's shit. There's only one song I like by Jack White. And it's one that he's only half in. He did a duet with, of all people, Loretta Lynn, called Portland, Oregon. Jack White, Loretta, and I think they boned.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
And I think the video got scrubbed from the internet. The album that Loretta Lynn put out was called Van Leer Rose, and Jack White produced it. And there was a video that came out of the two of them performing it. And this might be from the
Letterman. Yes, sirree. Our next guest is truly a country music legend. Her acclaimed new CD is entitled Van Leer Rose. Please welcome Loretta Lynn and the Dewaters.
Yeah, look at that. All he's doing there is just hitting one string like a dick. Yeah, I could play that. All right, so he does this big build-up. It's annoying. I like this riff. Bring out this legend. Come on, here she comes. I love that part of the song, but I I love her hair. She's so beautiful. This part sucks.
In a booth in the corner with the lights down low. I was moving in fast. She was taking it slow.
This song would be perfect if anyone else was singing it.
When I looked at her, I caught her looking at me. I knew right then we were playing free.
All right, that's enough. It's a shame he's from Detroit. It's a shame he's from Detroit, home of some of the greatest music ever made. And we've got Jack White. I would take Kid Rock over Jack White. Chris says, I always mix up Jack White with that fuck that burned down the bar in the band Great White. Jack Russell. That was terrible. Fucking Station nightclub fire. Are you kidding me? Chris says, what a waste of a Telecaster. He looks like them new videos with Corey Feldman faking it. All right. So, you know, we've already learned a lot here. We're introduced to an artist known as Self. I'm not sure how long old that video was. I think it was very old, according to what Rob said. So, Kenny, I don't know if Self is new to the game or that's just old video. He's 50 years old. I don't fucking know. We know that Self is much more talented than Jack Black. Some of you did not like Self with the version of Back in Black. I admit it was a novelty. But that's what Jack Black is. He's a novelty. I don't know why he gets so many accolades. He can't even play guitar. He just bangs on it like an asshole. I bet if you gave me an hour, I could learn more guitar than Jack White knows now. And I could actually make a song that would be much better technically than Jack White. That might be the most outrageous claim I've ever made in my entire life. All right. That's enough of this bullshit. I've eaten up a lot of my time. I wanted to get into the story about the guy who was in prison for north of 30 years and got out. Actually, I'm going to make a go at it. It's long, but...
This man wrongly convicted of murder more than 30 years ago is finally a free man tonight. We have team coverage as Christopher Dunn walked out of the Carnahan courthouse tonight and into the arms of his
He's from Detroit.
Family. We begin with Fox 2's Jeff Bernthal, who was there for this emotional scene. Jeff.
Mandy, just an extraordinary moment here. A little bit before 7 o'clock tonight, as Dunn walked outside the courthouse here on Market Street to cheers from family members who had gathered outside. He immediately thanked those family members for staying by his side, also thanking the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, Gabe Gore, and also thanking his attorneys, including the Midwest Innocence Project. Christopher Dunn,
wow.
The man prosecutors...
So just for some perspective, that would have been like if I was locked up right about the time that I finished an air shift on WPHS.
...to release for a murder they said he did not commit...
In the city of Warren.
...walked out to freedom Tuesday night in downtown St. Louis.
It was 34 years ago that they took me away from you. And it should have been this long. Nor should it have taken this long for everyone to want to come forward now.
Dunn spoke about being just feet from freedom after a court overturned his conviction, but then being pulled back after the state's attorney general fought to keep him behind bars.
Yeah, it was like a week and a half ago that they announced he's going to be a free man. And then that attorney general said, whoa, 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 wait a minute.
It was torture. I mean, it's something that... You shouldn't have to put anyone through.
Family members were there to greet him, and there was quite the hug between Dunn.
I think they're going to get into it, but I think what had happened was somebody got killed, and he just happened to be wrong place, wrong time. Hey, you're black, you fit, you're arrested, go to prison. And then it came out later that, no, it wasn't him.
and his mother, Martha. I asked Dunn what he feels he lost out on. He said he lost his youth and suffered health problems in prison, but added that's not what he's going to focus on.
If I hold on to the negativity, if I keep on holding on to the past, I would never be able to move forward.
Okay, now that's where he's such, so much better than I am, because I would have sat up there and say, yeah, look, everybody that was involved in this, I'm never going to forget this, and I'm going to fuck you up. You better have your fucking head on a swivel, because I'll tell you right now, I'm going back to prison, and I'm going to cut a bitch over this shit. People are going to die. I may have not have been a killer before, but I am now. And now that I'm free, I am going to take up, my hobby's going to be murdering people. That's what I'm going to do.
So for those who participated in my prosecution, I forgive you.
Ah! Fuck that!
I'm not going to forget, but I do forgive you. But at the same time, I got to move on with my life too.
Dunn credits a strong family for never giving up.
It's easy to give up in prison when you lose hope. But when the system chooses to throw you away, you have to ask yourself if you're willing to just settle for it or you're going to fight for it.
As soon as he got in that car, he's like, so get me a hooker.
And Dunn said one of the first things he's looking forward to,
a hooker,
as a free man, going to a baseball game.
Reporting live, God!
Live downtown, Jeff Bernthal, Fox 2 News.
All right, Jeff. And before Dunn could take those first free steps, he had to endure a long and at times dramatic legal battle. Fox 2's Max Deaknight was also there as Dunn took those final steps in the process at the city jail earlier tonight. And Max, you saw Dunn right before his release.
Yeah, Mandy, we were here as that minivan that took Dunn from that state prison all the way here to St. Louis brought him into this gate right behind us. I could see him pulling in. He looked at us like he was shocked to see a news crew back here at the back entrance of the jail. It was the final step for him, and as you mentioned, a long and at times very dramatic legal battle. Christopher Dunn spent the past 34 years behind bars for the 1990 murder of Rico Rogers. Dunn maintained his innocence during that more than three-decade span. And the two eyewitnesses in that case, who were 12 and 14 years old at the time, recanted their testimonies. In 2020, a judge said there was evidence Dunn was innocent. Last May, the St. Louis Circuit Attorney filed a motion to vacate Dunn's sentence. And after a hearing this May, last Monday, a judge overturned Dunn's conviction and ordered his immediate release, saying there was evidence he was innocent of the crime.
There remains no evidence upon which a reasonable jury could return a verdict of guilty.
But Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey then twice blocked Dunn's release within 3 days. No. On Wednesday, Dunn was just moments away from walking out of prison a free man when Bailey's appeal to the Missouri Supreme Court successfully kept him behind bars, but not for long.
Can
Six
you
days
imagine
later, that?
That
release.
He's getting let out to the promised land. Oh, hold on. Another white guy's going to fuck you right in the butt.
Finally happened when on Tuesday the Missouri Supreme Court ruled that with his conviction overturned, Dunn had to be released back to St. Louis where he was originally charged. Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore then filed.
Okay, there he is on the top of the steps there. My dick would be out. I would be waving my dick and telling everyone to suck this. That's what I would be saying.
Paperwork saying they would not retry Dunn, meaning now not only was his conviction overturned, but the 34-year-old charges against Dunn are now wiped clean off his record. And we were also there on the front steps of the courthouse earlier as we watched Christopher Dunn take his first steps as a free man. We heard from Christopher. We also heard from his wife, Kira. I've been in contact with her over the past week or so. She told me, what do they want to do now? Well, right now they are focused on giving Christopher as many options as he would like as a free man. They want to give him the opportunity to make the decision what he wants to do next. After all, he has not
had that ability I know
over the past 34 years he spent here in a Missouri state.
He is going, I want to sue. So I don't know. I think they said his age maybe when this all, he's in his 50s right now. So, you know, if, let's say, we fast forward however long and he's got $50 million after the lawsuit is settled, that means he's a multimillionaire by 50 whatever. Hey, let the ends justify the means, goddammit. That's impressive. Chris says, was he looking forward to a nice warm wet box and some blow for his nose? Come on. I can't. Isn't there like some places you can only sue for so much when something like this happens, which I find that to be so ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm off to take the NFK to the doctor. It is Dr. Day for the NFK, so I need to do that. I'll leave you. Have a great rest of your day. Remember, Jack White sucks. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, and bye-bye. Welcome in to the Eric St. Show podcast, Patreon bonus, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Welcome to all of you. This first thing that I want to discuss has to do with the Olympics. There was a Olympic women's boxing match that went on, and it is getting a bunch of attention as a boxer who is a dude. I shouldn't say that because, you know, there is such a thing as a person being transgender, as you know, but the guy has the appropriate number of chromosomes to be listed as a dude. So much so that I guess in some other event not long ago, the boxer was disqualified for fighting against chicks. Because they said, yeah, you know, sorry. Well, the Olympics allows that. They're like, oh, we don't have any problem. All you got to do is it might be something a little bit more than just saying, hey, I'm a girl. I would hope. I mean, let's say I decided to be an Olympic boxer. Let's say I was a boxer, but I was a dude. And I said, hey, I want to box as a woman. I would hope that there would be a lot of things in place to, you know, prove that. I've taken a hard stance on this some time ago that we just can't have this. I'm all for equality, but when it comes to this, no, that's not fair. That's too much equality because, the example I'm about to show you, this woman gets in the boxing match, it's just not right. You got to have a full-on transgender, division. And if there aren't any other members, well, congrats. You won a gold by default. Way to go. Here are the details. The one that was, a dude is the one in the red, as if I'd have to tell you. I mean, it's basically a young version of me with cornrows, giant nose. I mean, Algeria is not that far off. Imam Khalef is the name of the fighter. Fighting against a chick from Italy, Angela Carini. There's Khalef. from Team Algeria. Well, Khalef hit Karini with a solid punch to start the match and fucked her up. And it was then that the Italian fighter said, that's it. It's too hard of a punch. I can't do it. And then she like quit. The boxer in question, Khalef or whatever, has male chromosomes. Khalef celebrated while Karini was left in tears. After the fight, Karini was heard yelling to her coaches in Italian, questioning the fairness of the bout. That's a perfect, yeah, that I would question it too. Khalef was disqualified during the World Championships last year, sanctioned by the International Boxing Association because of the chromosome, the extra chromosome. Yeah, I don't know if there's a penis involved. I mean, maybe Khalif had reduction surgery or whatever the surgery is called. Anyway, Khalif couldn't fight in that along with Taiwan's Lin Yu Ting. They failed to meet gender eligibility standards. The president of the IBA explained the decision. Based on DNA tests, we identified a number of athletes who tried to trick their colleagues into posing as women. According to the test results, it was proved that they have XY chromosomes. Such athletes were excluded from the competition. It's supposed to be all chicks, and there was dudes trying to fight against the girls. Khalif and the Algerian Olympic Committee both denied the claims. Now, here's where it gets murky. The International Olympic Committee cleared Khalif to compete in the games. I think that if there's anything ever in doubt, a question, like this one right here. Sorry, but you're going to need a thorough examination. I don't even know the rules of the Olympics. If I'm pretty sure in the Olympics you can compete transgender. Like, there was a weightlifter 4 years ago that did this shit. Everyone competing in the women's category is complying with the competition eligibility rules. Such a crock of shit, said IOC spokesperson Mark Adams. They are women in their passports, and it's stated that this is the case, that they are female. So all I got to do is show your passport and shows that you're a woman? This video here, it's taken like cell phone off the TV because it's really hard to get Olympic coverage because they take it all down. But we're going to watch this together. All right, this is when Karini's getting ready to start the fight against this dude. Bump ahead a little bit.
The decision between Algeria and Italy, and we're off.
Dude is in red. Let's see the punch that ends it.
Karini, operating from the southpaw stance. He's going a little bit short there.
That's it.
Right hook from Karini. Khalif looking to come. And the straight punches to the body of Karini.
Maybe that wasn't it. I don't know. Okay, that's it. And right there, she called the fight. Calls timeout. Says, hey.
Karini is asking to get her.
Oh, maybe not. I thought that was it. Okay, that was the punch right there.
Straight right hand. police there.
She says, I'm out. It's too much. And then this fucking giant man goes and celebrates.
Just the center.
That's awful.
Has Carini abandoned the bout?
Oh, no.
Khalif taking the win. Has Carini abandoned the
bout? Oh, no. She's worked for 4 years. She's rightfully cried. Worked for 4 years. And, you know, she's upset. How fucking unfair is that? Oh, and then this dude's like, yeah, hey, here you go. Hey, how about you suck my dick? What a crock of shit.
Upset.
Get the fuck out of the ring, dude.
It's an emotional time for Angela Carini. Lost her father just after her bout in Tokyo.
Yeah, that's not why she's crying. She's crying because she just got beat by a female fighter with a huge cock, bigger than that French diver.
Doctor.
Everybody in this story is despicable. God damn it. What an absolute pile of shit. Nick says they need a Mrs. Ballbreaker lineup inspection from Porky's. Should have punched that Adam's apple. I can see it from here. No, seriously. The idea, like, if you do all that work and then all of a sudden it's over because you know that you got fucked by the International Olympic Committee. She should have gone full fucking ghetto. She's Italian. And just punched and kicked that dick. Or, you know, maybe gave up the fight and had the gloves taken off and then go to shake hands and then grab a handful of dick. I would have grabbed a handful of dick. That's another out of context moment, but I don't think we can do it here because we're not utilizing the Twitch platform. But maybe you can get it, clip it on your own through YouTube. I don't know. Jeremy says what I had said. This Italian lady worked her entire life for this moment, and this is how it ends. I feel so bad for her. Yeah, that is fucking terrible. Come on. Too far. Too much. Too much. And I've made my feelings known to the transgender person in our lives. I go, Ash, what the fuck is this? Yeah, well, I no. I fuck that, Ash. There's no way. There's just no way this is legitimate. How could a person feel good about that? You can't. You can't use that to your advantage and then take away the opportunity from someone. It's ridiculous. Transgender people should be in their own division. If you're going to do it right, that's how you do it. There's got to be more transgender people that are into athletics. There's got to be. Fuck. Either that or give them a free pass to get into the Olympics, but they have to fight with, like in that case, the Algeria person there would have to, wait, oh yeah, you're in the Olympics, but you're going to fight dudes. And they'd get the shit kicked out of them. There you go. Well, okay, but you're in the Olympics. Come on. Rob says these are the Florida men of the world. Yeah, that is ugly. I've got a... this is another great Olympic moment that we need to go over here. I think this is the basketball team. I don't know shit about basketball. But this guy for Team USA was getting some medical attention. Jimmer Fredette. Jimmer Fredette, something happened to him. And Yeah, he's getting, check it out. He's getting some medical attention here.
But I can tell you, whenever he's not on
the
field, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, not a good.
But I can tell
you. Wow, she's really working his. I mean, it's obvious she's, you know, there's some type of strain in the area of his balls and dick. But what a professional. She is no doubt grabbing tons of dick when she's trying to deal with this issue on his groin there.
But I can tell you,
oh, is she working that thing?
That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
That is kind of hot.
Not a good, but I can-
wow. That is... Jeremy says she's going for it. She is going for it. Son of a bitch. Wanted to get to this clip. This is from further conversation. I think this is, I started to play this. I don't know if it was exactly this, but this is more of it. I started to play this clip of Trump. At the, whatever it was, the Black People Convention. But it, I think what's important here is this chick asking the question, which we didn't really get as far into it as I'm about to now. But the chick asking the question, I think she really throws out some great examples. And also, Trump's response is... a great job in deflecting. This is a trained professional, because if I was given all these examples by this woman who's asking this question at the whatever this convention was, that they'll say it, I think I would shrink like a violet. This was something else. What an exchange between these two.
Some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe Black district attorneys. You've attacked Black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking Black supporters to vote for you, why should Black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Okay. Now, that whole thing was so destructive. Yet, he responds, and somehow I think he edges her out. And I think he even wins over the audience some fucking how. Listen to this fucking... unbelievable bit of verbal gymnastics by Trump.
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. First question. You don't even.
Okay, he starts with that.
Say hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the Black population of this country. I've done so much for the Black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for Black workers and Black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and you know, and I say this, historically, Black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour.
Where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming.
LA, just so we understand, I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something.
Mr.
Was
President,
wrong.
I would love I think you it's to answer a very the question. Nasty.
Okay, she tries to dive in. I want you to answer the question. He overpowers her.
I have answered the question.
I have answered the question.
I have been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln. That's my answer.
Yeah, I thought, were they jeering him? But I don't think they were. I think they were cheering him.
You just start off a question and answer period, especially when you're 35 minutes late because you couldn't get your equipment to work in such a hostile manner. I think it's a disgrace.
Let me just ask a follow-up, sir, and then we'll move on to other questions here. Some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first Black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those Republicans and those supporters to stop it?
How do you define DEI? Go ahead. How do you define
diversity, equity, inclusion?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Is that what your definition?
That is
give me a definition then. Would you give me a definition of that? Give me a definition.
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
No, you have to define it. Define it for me, if you
will. I just defined it, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black.
Okay, and we've heard this part.
A number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She is always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one. Doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a black person.
Just to be clear,
somebody should look into that too when you ask a
He's driving her nuts. He hasn't said anything.
A very hostile, nasty tone.
It's a direct question, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire?
I really don't know. I mean, I really don't know. Could be. There are some, and there are plenty. I know this lady right over there, Harris, is a fantastic person who just interviewed me at length. And we had a great interview, I think, and I heard you got very good ratings on that.
When you told me...
I heard you got good ratings. Like, how are you going to know?
The longest one of your life, so we had a good discussion. Look, I want
to... Okay, so then he goes to the chick on the end. Now he's, like, driving a wedge between these women up here. I think that was all expertly done. I'll always give credit where it's due. I think he actually survived that quite well. That is going into the lion's den. That is incredible. I think to normal thinking people like me and you, we know he's a clown, but so many people are dumb. So all he had to do there was put on that display that you just saw and heard. And he's created wiggle room for himself somehow. You know, that is, that's fucking mystifying to me. Rob wrote, Kamala's response to this towering inferno was great. And I don't know if that was the clip I played yesterday. Hold on a second. I gotta adjust my chat now that I know how to do that. Maureen says he's mad because she stood up to him. He hates strong, intelligent women. Well, you know, the thing about it though, Trump kept his composure there and he allowed that woman who was interviewing him to speak, to ask her questions. So you notice there wasn't a lot of talking over each other. I think he's gotten better at that. I think he's figured out that if I give people the chance to speak, I can actually be more effective in what I want to do and say if I let them keep talking. So at the end of that, he didn't answer any question. He turned it back on her And she did come out of the gates. I mean, she was all business, and she was dripping with anger. You could tell that woman was fired up. If she had maybe, I don't know if anybody could ever be successful in getting Trump to say anything or to catch him in a moment where he says something that he probably shouldn't say. You know, he is very, very skilled at those verbal gymnastics, you know. My God, this is going to be wild. You know, August, September, October, November, 3 months. That's it. And this one might be bigger than the last one. And the one before, I thought that when it was Trump and Clinton, that it could get no bigger. It was so unbelievably entertaining. And then Biden, Trump was also extremely entertaining. This, though, it's like I am so pumped up to see how this unfolds. I just want to, honestly, I think we all win. Like, if Trump wins, I think in one way, shape, or form, there may be a lot of things that you lose, as, like, humanity may lose. But at least you'll be entertained. At least you'll be going, my God, well, that captivated me. You know? There's never not going to be anything going on. Got a number of video clips that I wanted to share. I've been sitting on for quite some time. Chris D has a tendency. Well, he sends me a ton of shit. Great, great shit. Where can I start? Let's go with this baseball clip. Looks like, some baseball game or something like that. And they pan the crowd, and there's all the kids wearing their rally caps, having a good time during the Nationals. Washington Nationals, Arizona Diamondbacks game. And they're just doing what young people do. This kid here with the baseball in his hand, he's got a shirt. And the shirt says, I can't. I'm Mormon. Which that in itself is funny. But the announcer misreads the shirt.
All right, I found my new favorite T-shirt ever. The guy on the right. I can't. I'm a moron. There it is on tape and everything for the director. They'll use that, wear it out. Hey!
Wait, no. You're the moron. You can't fucking read.
All right, I found my new favorite T-shirt ever. The guy on the right. I can't. I'm a moron. There it is on tape and everything for the director.
You fucking idiot. This is a Olympic moment. The lady has just finished the fencing thing and she lost. And I can't tell if she's injured or her pride is hurt, but she is having a meltdown. The training staff comes out and they're offering her support. And someone is nice enough to bring a chair. Yeah, she definitely has some type of injury. Something's happened. So one trainer comes out. That crowd was for another moment. It's not for this one. This other guy here, this is it's part of the Brazilian team. Olympic official brings out a chair for the young lady fencer who's on the ground. Trainer or Olympic official taps trainer on the shoulder who's trying to help the chick. To say, hey, I got her a chair. And what does trainer do? Oh, thank you for the chair. And he sits in the goddamn chair. And the guy goes like, no, asshole, that's for her. Not get her off the ground, you fucking dick. Oh, that's great. Oh, well, thank you for the chair. I believe I will sit. Stupid idiot. DJ Khaled, showing off the spot in his house. He has a freezer only for ice cream. Oh, my God. Samaritan would be powered for like 10 years.
Wow.
There's his rich ass kid.
Ice cream should I get? This is your. Ooh, this right here is what I want.
And there's more over here.
I'm going Oreo cookies.
That's probably like, you know, several thousand dollars worth of ice cream.
Look. Ooh, this is the one I want. Look.
Can you imagine being so fucking rich? Or if you're the kid, you know, and you've got this type of lifestyle, and then you go to like your friend's house who's piss poor, and you're like, oh God. And the kid's got like just those shitty fucking multicolored you know, sugar liquid, those freeze pops. You're like, yeah, this is great. All right, next one. The Giants quarterback, I don't know this guy's name. Is it? Doesn't matter. But listen to he's the quarterback for the Giants. I forget his name. Linda would know. He's the one with the weirdo crazy eyes. Some reporter tries to fuck with this guy. Is it Daniel Jones? Tries to fuck with this guy by asking him some type of crazy question.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. God,
look at his fucking crazy eyes.
I have a bit of a philosophical question, so I'm going to read this to you, and you can look at the picture as I ask this question. Do you pull the lever killing 1+1+1+1 people, one person for every integer, resulting in infinite people dying? Or do you do nothing, allowing the trolley to kill 100 continuously reincarnating people? In both cases, there is infinite suffering, but in the top case, there is finite suffering for each infinite death, whereas there is infinite suffering with each finite death. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think you can get into trouble when you...
By the way, I would do the one, the first one, the finite. You know, not the same people being killed over and over again.
Try to think too much about some of those things and how it all.
What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think you can get into trouble when you try to think too much about some of those things and how it all works out. And, yeah, like your antenna for maybe some of those dynamics and relationships. So, you know, I'm just kind of focused on what I'm doing, and that's my rehab, getting healthy, you know, spending time with the guys and making sure we're getting on the same page, having the best spring we can. So, you know, I guess that'd be a better question for Joe and Dave's, but I'm focused on what I got to do.
Oh. What a maddening, retarded robot. You've just been given a moment where you can be hilarious, served up on a plate, and the best you can do is give us some football speak. There's a million directions you could have gone with that question. You could have said, well, as long as in both scenarios you are in the rotation because of your question, then everybody wins. You know, and that's just off the top of his head or my head. And I'm giving it here. You can have it. What a fucking idiot. Yeah, I would cut him. I would cut him based on that reaction alone with all that, whatever the fuck that was. What a weirdo. Honestly, if I had a person in front of me in any line of work that, let's say I was buying furniture and the guy comes up to me, he's got those weirdo eyes. I'm like, oh, hey, we're just browsing, and then leave. Yeah, I really want to buy this car. Oh, hey. What I meant to say was, I'm just browsing, and then leave. You don't want anything to do with someone who has that look to their eyes. I mean, I can't even do it. When he's calm and relaxed, you can see all the way around his pupil or iris, whatever the color is, you know? What part is that? Is that the iris? You should only be able to see on either side of the colored area. You should not be able to see above and below so that the whole iris is visible, so that you're like this. You don't want to be around anybody with that robot fucking face. Jeremy says, makes me miss that college coach who talked for 5 minutes about which mascots would win in a fight. Exactly. Weirdo. Shut up. I started out hating the guy who asked the question, but then I loved him after Daniel Jones spoke. What a fucking freak. Fuck that. He would be cut on my team. Always, you've been a remarkable audience, and I will talk to you later today for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, along with Who Are These Zanes? Till then, have a great one, and bye-bye.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.